even as a so-called truce emerged between Israel and Hamas, 115 additional rockets were fired in one day, resulting in an Israeli retaliation. There can never be any lasting truce, peace between Israel and Hamas, never. That war, no matter the truce, that enmity between the seed will never end, and there will always be war. Always. Signs of the end times? Even Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas blamed Hamas. That was a surprise. Abbas blamed Hamas for extending the fighting with Israel in the Gaza Strip, casting, of course, further doubt on the future of the Palestinian unity government. One Arab leader, at least, clearly indicated that Hamas was at fault. But, of course, America does nothing. Thousands of Arabs, many innocent, like Israelis, they are killed in warfare. Thousands die daily in the Middle East, and all of that is a tragedy. A human being is a human being, and all the while, America, our president, and our attorney general are focused on Ferguson, Missouri, and the shooting of Michael Brown. One man, one black man, and a tragedy indeed for all. I doubt we the people will ever know the facts, all the facts, the real facts regarding what happened, what really happened, because of the furor which goes far beyond, far deeper than the tragic killing of Michael Brown. And that was a tragic killing, as any killing is, in my opinion. But Obama and even Attorney General Holder reacted and acted to that tragic incident far more so than anything which is happening in the Middle East or to Christians. How about us? Or to Jews around the world. It seems obvious to me that the Obama administration cares little about anti-Semitism. Do you think he and his administration do really care about anti-Semitism to the point where they will do, emphasize the word, do something? You know, in a way, my fellow Americans, I feel a certain anger at Eric Holder, Attorney General, for doing what he did in Ferguson. I think he exploited the incident. Holder, as Attorney General, sits back and does nothing while dozens and dozens upon dozens of young black teenagers are murdered, slaughtered in the streets of Chicago. By the way, Barack Obama's hometown. They're slaughtered every year. Where's Holder where the real violence occurs? Gang violence is simply unbelievable in the Windy City, and Holder does nothing, nothing. Go walk the streets of Chicago, of the Englewood area. Go do that, Mr. Attorney General, and help solve that vicious, awful problem. I find that legal conduct reprehensible. I really do. I want to be straight and frank about my feelings. Solve the real problems America has and start in the Windy City of Chicago and end the violence, the gang violence. And of course, Russia becomes more aggressive. Russia on the march once again. War again in Crimea and now the Ukraine. Interesting how scripture indicates that in the end times, Russia will be on the march and once again become this aggressive or fearsome military force. Russia is an ally and cooperative nation with Iran, among others. The combination of Russia and Iran is frightening and would produce military capability in the Middle East second to none. Signs of the end times, are they not? Are they not? And the American response is more Obama talk. Talk. It seems so ironic that there is such a growth of Islam, and especially ISIS. In the Netherlands, the symbol of the murderous Islamic states is waving in The Hague, of all places. And as that murderous flag waves, those extremists who carry it high shout, ready for this? Death to the Jews. Death to the Jews. Incredible, isn't it? Still waiting for a response from our president. Of course, their message is tailored to the disaffected young descendants of Muslim immigrants in Europe. So many of the demonstrators, of course, covered their faces with Palestinian scarves or balaclavas. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be identified. They cover their faces. And in addition to the chant, "Death to the Jews," these insane and vicious demonstrators shouted the following: "Anyone who doesn't jump is a Jew. Let me repeat that. Anyone who doesn't jump is a Jew. Where is the Anti-Defamation League and AIPAC when we need them? And of course, the murderous ones, all of them began jumping. They sure did jump. Anything to indicate that they were not Jewish and were all about killing the Jews. But the Dutch, tolerant and open, they do nothing. And they make statements like ostriches with head in sand as follows. We are a democracy, so we just can't lock people up whenever we feel like it. Huh? What? Whenever you feel like it? Are you hard of hearing? Death to the Jews. Hello? Lame, feeble, unreal, and dead wrong. Signs of the end times, the final days of so many things, don't you think? Really, what do you think? How long can this go on? So then the scriptures say of the end times that there will be false prophets proclaiming peace but bringing war. Sounds like militant Islam to me. We are told that Islam is a religion of peace, while jihadist Islam slaughters tens of thousands, all in the name of Allah. Further says the scriptures, there will be wars and rumors of wars. There are outright wars everywhere, and there are civil wars like never before. Witness Syria, Iraq, Russia in the Crimea and the Ukraine, Iran in Lebanon and Syria, and of course Gaza, and civil unrest the world over. The world is a tinderbox, seemingly ready to explode. Surely, surely signs of the end times, don't you think? Nations will continue to rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom, as the Gospel of Matthew well tells us. Boy, is that happening today. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. There is incredible famine the world over even now. And with all the world's resources, famine still exists. And there will be drought. Drought in Africa. And in fact, the world. Our very own state of California and the Napa Valley suffered a 6.0 earthquake, which did major damage. And that only occasioned Californians to be warned of the really big one, the really big, violent, and totally destructive earthquake, which is sure to come. Wow, that's scary. Signs of the end times? And there will be plagues. Plagues. We see now the Ebola disaster in Liberia. Perhaps that can spread, and of course others like it. The potential plagues in this world can be something medical science could never be prepared for. Never. These, my fellow Americans, are not scare tactics or words. They are the statements of fact, of reality, and we cannot be ostriches with our heads buried in the sand. We must face this reality and do something about it. We must be forewarned and consequently forearmed. The world as we know it is changing so dramatically and so radically, it will never, ever again be the same. And lawlessness, says the scriptures, lawlessness will increase. You don't need the scriptures to tell you that. Just look about. And the love of people for the right will grow cold. The love of people for the right will grow cold. There is rampant lawlessness even in our own country. Our very own president, and of course attorney general, refused to abide by the law or enforce it in so many ways. Did they not set a precedent when they refused to enforce the law and did what they wanted to do? Doesn't that set precedent for all Americans to do whatever they want, the law notwithstanding? I think that conduct can only encourage Americans to do the same and get away with it like they do. And the world over, the radical Muslim agenda moves forward, indifferent to the law, destroying it everywhere and demanding that Sharia law, their law, be implemented within democracies as it can be. And that incredible and grotesque fact is actually happening. It's actually happening in countries like Great Britain. Great Britain. This once great country was the source of our very own common law, and now they have moved the common law aside and welcome Sharia law to be practiced on its own terms, no matter the common law. Oh, my soul. What in the world is happening to that once great Britain? It should be just Britain. There is no more great. And the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. There is a greater divide between rich and poor. And now comes a Steve Ballmer, former Microsoft corporate chief executive, not knowing how to spend his billions of dollars and paying, you know the number, $2 billion. $2 billion to purchase the NBA Los Angeles Clippers. $2 billion for a sports team. Perhaps that is one of the most irrational and unreasonable purchases ever made. But the rich do what they want while the poor struggle to survive. Could you imagine what $2 billion would do for the poor? And even smartphones continue to grow, offering now an add-on with thermal imaging. Thermal imaging! A military-style night vision into the consumer mainstream. Wow. And American corporations now practice inversion. That is, moving their corporate headquarters overseas, out of America, for the purposes of saving taxes. Even Obama's business frontman, Warren Buffett, finances corporate deserters, as the Wall Street Journal calls them, who head overseas with their money in order not to pay American corporate taxes. Ah, what a world. If, in fact, there is this kind of world in the near future, I am deeply concerned, as I think you should be. These are the last days of so much, my fellow Americans, for so many things, if not all of it, is changing beyond repair. So I suppose that we can take the view, as the scriptures say, that we should lift up our eyes, for our redemption draweth nigh. It's not going to be from here. That surely is the strong hope of Christians in this dark and dangerous world. But on the other hand, we must do more. When things are the darkest, the light shines brightest. And we should not talk like Washington and like President Obama, but we should do. We should act. We the people must stand up. We who are Americans and civilized and Christians and people of faith, we must act. We must protect and defend, and we must be involved as citizen voters on the one hand, but doers, actors, real actors on the other. It is time for we who are watchmen and watchwomen on the wall, aware of the signs of the times, to act. Not withdraw and wait, not to despair, but to act. America and the world needs action now more than ever for the protection of values and morals, for the defense of democracy and Western civilization, for awareness of the cancers which now begin to permeate America in so many ways. These are indeed the end times. These are indeed the end times. For one nuclear bomb can well set off dozens more, and that would surely be not only the beginning of the end of times, but the end of the world as we know it. And yet I, for one, continue to pray for peace, the peace of Jerusalem, as we are commanded, and the peace of the whole world, and for my beloved America, as I hope you do. But prayer is efficacious only when we turn from the ways of evil, and they permeate America, the ways of evil, and we champion and defend the good and the right, even with our lives. May God give us the strength and the courage to step up and do everything we can for God and country. Even if we live in the end times, the last days, we are required to live with all of our might, to do things to the best of our ability, to protect and defend what God has given us for the good of all mankind. We are commanded to do that, and that continues to be our privilege, our right. We still can do that, even as it is our right. I believe it is very firmly our duty, our very firm and unchangeable duty, yours and mine. I continue, for one, to be ready to lay my all on the altar as necessary. I hope and pray that you will have the courage and the wisdom to do the same. If these are the last days, and I think they are, by the way, what do you think? We the people, we the right-thinking people, should be the major players, those who stand and fight, those who resist the devil and the evil of this world in every way possible. Every way possible. For even in the darkest hour, the bright light shines the brightest. There is perhaps now an even greater opportunity for light and love. The world needs love, real love, not Hollywood love, real love now more than ever. It needs the bright light of the good works of people of faith. Where there are wars and rumors of wars, there can be the proactive love wars, love wars, love at work, counteracting hatred and violence, and showing clearly to all another way, a better way. For even in the end times, where nuclear war can destroy virtually all mankind, it can never destroy the three greatest assets of mankind, namely, faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. For no nuclear bomb can destroy faith, real belief in God, and for Christians, the Christ of glory, no bomb can destroy that. No nuclear bomb can destroy hope, the hope for all things good and right now and for eternity. Hope will abide no matter the bombs, no matter the total devastation and destruction. And no nuclear bomb can destroy love. Love. For love is eternal. It abides forever. It is the finest and highest resource in the universe. No nuclear bomb can destroy that. Never. So even in the darkest hours of the last days, and these are the last days of so much, faith produces hope in love eternal. When all else fails, those three do not. Not now, not ever. So, my fellow Americans, the end times can be the beginning. The end times can be the beginning of new and better times, of rapturous and righteous things to come. It can be that way. Have faith and belief in that, and in love. Do something. Work, for the night is coming. Do what is right, and stand up to evil wherever you find it, and in love, for love never fails.